This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Hope, H-O-L-K, first name Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, the date of birth 02-26-1954, the date of evaluation 02-26-2022, the place of service, Excel Skill Nursing Facility. The chief complaint / reason for consultation, systolic heart failure, the HBI. The patient is a 69-year-old African-American female with history of acute on chronic combined systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure, CVA, cocaine abuse, dilated cardiomyopathy, and controlled diabetes, who had been admitted to the Summit Medical Center in June of 2021 with acute respiratory failure with hypoxia secondary to diastolic and systolic heart failure, period. Patient was discharged on June 25th, 2021, with diagnosis of 1, acute on chronic combined systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure. Next number, history of CVA. Next number, cocaine abuse. Next number, dilated cardiomyopathy. Next number, controlled diabetes type 2. Next number, elevated LFTs. Next number, acute respiratory failure with hypoxia. Next number, acute kidney injury. Next number, pulmonary hypertension. Next number, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next number, severe tricuspid regurgitation. Next number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next number, low TSH. Next number, CVA. Next number, right arm weakness. Next number, left side of facial weakness. Next number, expressive aphasia, period. Echo at that time had revealed correction. Echo in April of 2021 had revealed left ventricular ejection fraction of 10 to 15%, period. She underwent treatment and during the hospitalization, repeat echo performed on June 21. Revealed ejection fraction improved to 25-30%. Severe global hypokinesis, severe mitral regurgitation, and moderate to severe tricuspid regurgitation, period. The patient had been discharged to the skilled nursing facility where she had been maintained on Lasix, Coreg, and spironolactone. She had intermittent lower extremity swelling during the hospitalization, but otherwise had been stable, period. She was referred to me as she had intermittent lower extremity swelling, and I was asked to where to assess her congestive heart failure. Patient currently denies chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitation. Past medical history is as noted above, period. Past, in addition, she has history of anemia and loss of consciousness, period. Past surgical history, tonsillectomy. Family history, non-contributory social history. Patient noted to have history of substance abuse. She has history of tobaccoism, period. she otherwise is single period. The medications currently Tylenol, 325 milligrams, take 2 tablets every 6 hours, PRN, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 HS, Calvedilol, 6.25 milligrams, 1 BID, furosemide, 40 milligrams, 1 BID, lisinopril, 5 milligrams, 1 daily, melatonin, 3 milligrams, take 2 HSPRN, potassium chloride, extended release, 20 milligrams, 1 daily, Prozac, 10 milligrams, 1 pill daily for major depression, spironolactone, 25 milligrams, 1 daily, D. Allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history, non-contributory, social correction, the review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, the physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 123/74, pulse 57, respiratory rate 18, temperature 98.4, saturation 96%. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Currently, she has no signs of CHF exacerbation, period. The impression, this is a 69-year-old female who was admitted with acute or chronic systolic and diastolic heart failure. Patient has history of dilated cardiomyopathy with left ventricular ejection fraction of 25% to 30%. She is maintained on usual medications to include Umix, spironolactone, correction, furosemide, spironolactone, calvedilol, and potassium, period. She requires laboratory follow-up, period. Her last documented ejection fraction was less than 35%. She may be a candidate for AICD. She will require a repeat echocardiogram, period. She is otherwise clinically stable. Need to monitor her creatinine and potassium. She otherwise is stable. No additional therapies at this time. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, attending dictation. Thank you.